The following was originally broadcast on the Global Voices technology show Innovations. For more information about the Global Voice, visit our website at www.theglobalvoice.info. That's www.theglobalvoice.info. Hello everyone, this is Kelly Sapergia for Innovations, and today I'm here to demonstrate the first audio-based dungeon-delving role-playing game for the blind and visually impaired called Entombed by Driftwood Software. You've been thrown in the dungeon for committing a serious crime, but your objective isn't to get out. Instead, you get to explore various floors of the dungeon to unravel its hidden mysteries. Along the way, you'll find enemies to defeat, objects like weapons and armor to purchase, and people to rescue who will join you on your quest. There are various races to play as and combinations of jobs to choose from. In short, you're in for quite the adventure. I'm currently on the Entombed icon on my laptop, which is connected to my mixer. And when you play the game for the first time after installing it, it will come up in Sappy 5 mode. This is generally the mode I prefer to play the game in, but you can also play with a screen reader, and in this case you can use JAWS, Window Eyes, or System Access. We'll play the game for a while in Sappy 5 mode, and later on I'll set the game to use JAWS for the output. Also, there is no documentation included with this game, but you can find online documentation in the form of a wiki at wiki.blind-games.com. I'll press enter to start the game now, and we'll hear a portion of the opening intro, so here we go.
The legend tells of a city lost beneath the sand. Crimson walls adorned with the rarest gems. Polished floors reflected sunlight streaming through open windows. A princess's beauty so complete it inspired the founding of an entire kingdom. But these things led to pride, jealousy, and war.
Driftwood Software presents a game by Jason Allen.
Okay, that's a portion of the opening intro, so I'll press the spacebar to move on.
Welcome to Entombed version 1.02 Jules. Please see wiki.blind-games.com for documentation on this version. Main menu. Upgrade Entombed to the full version.
We're using the ScanSoft Karen voice with the Sappy 5 setting here. And Karen, I think you're meaning 1.02J, but that's okay. Anyway, as you heard, we are at the main menu, and the first item we're on is to upgrade Entombed to the full version. We'll talk more about the differences between the free and full versions at the end of this demonstration. So I'm just gonna move down.
Start new game.
There's start new game, we'll come back to this.
Load existing game.
We can load either an auto-saved game, in other words one that the computer saved, or a manually saved game, in other words one that you saved.
Read latest news.
You can read the latest news.
View best adventures worldwide.
View the best adventures worldwide.
View my best adventures.
Or view your best adventures.
View my unlocked key items.
If you have found any items, like let's say cards, then you can view them here. Those usually are unlockables, such as, let's say, for new jobs or races. And in the free version, there are unlockables.
Change my preferences.
So there's the change my preferences setting, and we'll talk more about the preferences when we switch the game over to use JAWS for Windows later on.
Account maintenance.
Now, I'm not using an account because I am using the free version here, but if you press enter on this,
I forgot my password.
You can choose I forgot my password.
Change my password.
Or change my password.
Cancelled. Account maintenance.
I just pressed escape there to get out of that.
Exit.
And then there's exit.
Upgrade Entombed to the full version. Start new game.
And we'll press enter on start new game. One thing I should point out is that when you want to create an account, you can do that from within the game by going to upgrade Entombed to the full version. In fact, let's just go in there and see what we've got.
Upgrade Entombed to the please log into register Entombed. If you don't have an account yet, create a new one following the links on this screen. Log into an existing account.
Okay, and then we'll press tab.
Create a new account. Log into an existing account. Cancelled. Main menu. Upgrade Entombed to the full version.
And then I just press escape.
Start new game.
Okay, now we'll go for start new game.
Character creation. Please type the character's given name.
Now, I am terrible when it comes to coming up with good character names, so I'm going to enter my own. Now, you're not hearing any keyboard echo, but that's okay. I'll just press enter.
Now enter the character's family name.
Okay, I'm typing in my last name.
This character's name is Kelly Sapergia. Is this okay?
Very original, eh? Okay. Yes, it is correct, so I press Y for yes. Or you could push N for no if you change your mind.
Is Kelly Sapergia a male or female?
And you can press M for male or F for female. I'm going to press M.
Choose your race, human.
Now I get to choose my race, and these are the ones that you can play as by default. You can play as a human.
Elf.
An elf.
Half-elf.
Half-elf.
Ogre.
Or an ogre.
Human.
And we'll choose human for demo purposes.
Choose your job, fighter.
And you can play as a fighter.
Mage.
A mage.
Healer.
Healer.
Thief.
Thief.
Wanderer.
A wanderer.
Ranger.
A ranger.
Necromancer.
Or a necromancer, by default.
Fighter.
And in the case of both races and jobs, there are other ones that you can unlock as well. I'm going to choose a thief for this game, and when I press enter, the dungeon is going to be created for me.
Starting new game. Kelly Sapergia was caught stealing a ceremonial sword from the king's chambers. For this reason, the dungeon is your new home. Your adventure has begun.
Okay, so as you heard, I'm now in the dungeon. And keep in mind that everything you're about to hear in this demo may not happen when you play the game. That's because every time you start a new game, the dungeon and everything in it is going to get randomized. Enemies may be in different locations than the last time, and so will objects and other locations and whatnot. So, as I say, it is all pretty much random. But that is what I think gives the game a lot of replayability. That and the beautiful music that you're hearing in the background there. I don't know who composed it, but they did a brilliant job of it as far as I'm concerned. Now, in order to move around, you use the four arrow keys. Up is to move north, right is to move east, down is to move south, and left is to move west. There are also some commands that will tell you in what direction to go. For instance, if you, let's say, come to a stairway going down, and you move away from it, you know, to go to another room or whatever, and you press the key to go downstairs, which is the period key, by the way, you will be told how to get back to it. In other words, you'll hear stairway down, south 5, east 4, north 2, etc., etc. And all you have to do is just walk in the indicated directions until you get back to that stairway. By the way, if you want to go upstairs, it's the comma key. If I were to press one of those keys now, like the comma key...
There is no stairway up from here.
That's right, because we're on the first floor. If I press the period key...
You haven't discovered the location of a stairway down.
There you go. There's also another key that you may find very helpful, and that is the slash key.
Nearest unexplored space, north, 1.
And that will tell you the direction to the nearest unexplored space. In other words, somewhere where you haven't been yet. Now you might think, well, isn't that a cheat command? Not necessarily, because there have been times where I'll be wandering around the dungeon, and I've basically thought, well, wait a minute, I've been here before, where else can I go? So I just press that key and it tells me what direction to go in to find the nearest unexplored space. Also, I should point out that you do have a companion with you from the moment you start the game, and in this case, it's called Kelly's Pet, but I could rename it if I wanted to. And in fact, you will find other characters who will become members of your party. You'll have to rescue them, and that will be obvious. We won't be able to demonstrate that today, but you'll get the idea as you play the game. So let's begin. I'm going to move to the north by pressing up once. And we hear the sound of a door opening. That's where that creaking noise was. So now I'm going to move again to the north. And we'll keep going. Okay, I hear a door on my left. Now that noise means I can't go any further. So I'm going to take a step to my left. The door opens.
There is a stairway down here.
And we already found a stairway going down. That was sudden, but we don't want to do that yet. You might be able to hear that there are some other noises in the background, such as the wind. There are various wind noises, depending on what direction you can go in, but I tend to ignore those and just see where I can go myself. So I'm moving to the west. Okay, can't go any further. What about south? Okay, now I'm moving to the east. To the north.
There is a stairway down here.
Okay, we've been here before already. If you want to verify that, though, you can press the letter L.
Current location, 5-3, first floor. You've been here before.
There you go.
Nearest unexplored space, south, 2, east, 1.
So I'm going to go two steps to my south. Or by pressing down twice, and then to the right once.
There is a stairway down here.
Oh, my goodness.
Nearest unexplored space, east, 1.
Okay.
Nearest unexplored space, south, 1.
Okay, there's another door. And yet another door.
Current location, 19-3, first floor. You haven't been here before.
Okay, that's good. I just wanted to verify that. See, like I say, when you play the game, you may not experience this. You may find various objects lying around for you to pick up. Okay, I'm moving to the south, and now we're going to the west.
Encountered 3 enemies. Oh. Cape Bat 2, Kelly's pet. 1 damage.
Ooh.
Kelly's pet, Cape Bat 3. Cape Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage.
Good.
The Cape Bat's torso is mangled. The Cape Bat has been defeated. Kelly Sapergia, fight.
Okay, as you heard, we've encountered 3 enemies, so the music has changed to reflect that we're now in a battle. And we heard that one of the Cave Bats first attacked my pet and slightly injured it. But then it attacked another cave bat and sent it to the ground and basically defeated it. So, that's good. Now it's my turn to do something. This is what they call turn-based role-playing, I believe. Anyway, we're on a menu, and I can choose to fight.
Techniques.
To use a technique. If your character has magic abilities, you'll find a choice on the menu called Magic, and then they'll show all the spells that they can cast.
Defend.
You can go into a defensive position.
Battle timeline.
You can view the characters in the battle timeline.
Battle timeline. Kelly Sapergia, Cape Bat 1. Kelly's pet, Cape Bat 2.
Personally, I wish that it would tell you, or at least allow you to review what just happened in case, let's say you have to go away from the computer and you come back and you want to just refresh yourself on what happened.
Throw.
Anyway, we can also throw something.
Pick up.
We can pick up something on the ground.
Equipment.
We can arm ourselves or put on armor or whatever if we need to.
Inventory.
We can, let's say, drink a healing potion or use a scroll if we have one, or do anything basically with our inventory here.
Status.
We can view a character's status report.
Retreat.
Or try to retreat. Sometimes you can, and sometimes you won't be able to.
Fight.
But let's try to fight first.
Cape Bat 1.
So, we get now a list of the enemies that we can fight. There's Cave Bat 1.
Cape Bat 2.
And Cave Bat 2.
Cape Bat 1.
I'm going to try fighting Cave Bat 1. Now, there's a couple ways I could do this. I could press Enter, and it will just launch an attack, like you'd normally expect. But you could also direct an attack, or try to anyway. Sometimes it doesn't work, but It is possible. So if, let's say, you wanted to target an enemy's feet, you would hold down on the number row, the number one key, while pressing enter. There are other keys that you can use. I think 5 is an enemy's waist. 7 is the torso, I believe. I'm not really sure. I don't have the list in front of me here, but you can find it at wiki.blind-games.com. But essentially, that's how that works. I'm going to press enter, and let's see what happens.
Cape bad one.
And I missed.
Kelly Sapergia, light damage.
But he got
Kelly's pet.
He got me.
Cape bad one. Cape bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The cape bat's torso is mangled. The cape bat has been defeated. Kelly Sapergia, fight.
Okay, I'm gonna try something here.
Techniques.
This probably won't work because I have a feeling my pet will probably get the next cave bat.
Hide.
But one of the techniques I have is called hide, and you might be thinking, well, how's this going to help? Well, what it's going to do is it's going to allow me to slip into the shadows, and then when I come out of hiding and fight again, if I hit the cave bat or an enemy, I will use what is known as my sneak attack ability. It's not listed here in the techniques menu. Hide is the only thing here, because that's all I have for a thief. But it's a very powerful thing to use. And in my character stats menu, which we'll talk about a little bit later on, there's something called allocate skill points, and you can actually increase the sneak attack level up to level 3. And right now I can tell you it's set at level 1, so that's probably what we'll end up adjusting. So we won't be able to get it to level 3, as you'll see, but we'll be able to bring it up anyway. And I can tell you, when it's at level 3, it's pretty effective. So I'll press enter on hide, and let's see what happens.
Kelly Sapergia slips into the shadows. Cape bat 2. Kelly's pet. 1 damage. Kelly's pet, cape bat 2. Cape bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The cape bat's torso is mangled. The cape bat has been defeated. 60 experience awarded.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen, but that's okay. I can demonstrate that another time. Or during the next battle, rather. But in general, that's how the fighting system works. Now, one thing you might want to do when you've vanquished an enemy is to use the G key to look and see if they've dropped anything. I can tell you, though, that the cave bats don't drop any items for you. So we're not going to worry about that. Instead, I'm going to move on here.
Nearest unexplored space, west 1.
And in fact, let me just move back. I moved 3 steps to the west, but I'm going to move back so you can hear something. There, you hear that squishing noise? That means that there is a corpse or some corpses on the ground. And you can actually pick them up. It may sound disgusting to do that, but in actual fact, there are some benefits to doing that. Especially if you're, let's say, a necromancer. You can bring one of the corpses that you pick up to life, and then that will be a slave. The only drawback is you can only have one slave at a time, which I don't really understand. I mean, I'd love to have a whole army of slaves, you know, following me. You know, as I make my way through the dungeon. Oh, well. Anyway, before we continue, let's look at the character statistics. So, to do that, I'm going to press C to bring that up.
Kelly Sapergia's character details. Allocate skill points.
There's allocate skill points. We'll come back to that in a minute.
General information.
General information that will just tell you.
Kelly Sapergia is a male human thief.
There you go, that I'm a male human thief.
Health status.
Okay, what about my health status?
100 out of 100 health. 40 out of 40 magic points. 2 out of 3 ability points. Overall, not injured. Torso slightly injured. Health status.
Okay, so I was slightly injured, but that's nothing to worry about.
Character statistics.
Character stats. Let's see what it says about me.
Strength, average. Intelligence, average. Coordination, average. Creativity, average. Speed, average. Fortune, undetermined. Character statistics. Experience. Kelly Sapergia is level 1 and needs 440 experience to attain level 2. Experience.
Okay, so I need quite a few more experience points to get up to level 2. But when I do, I will be able to get a secondary job, and hopefully I'll be able to show you that.
Jobs.
The jobs choice here allows you to read information about your job. For instance, it'll give you a description, and you can also look at the various abilities and skills that you have.
Allocate skill points.
I'm going to go into allocate skill points here.
Kelly Sapergia has 1 skill point. The following skills can be improved. Chain. Level 0 of 5.
Now, all these skills that are listed here are for the thief job. Depending on what job you have, you may have more... you'll definitely have different skills that you can adjust. But you may have more or you may have fewer. It really depends. And to adjust a skill point, you use the plus sign. So, for instance, if you're playing this game on a laptop, you would use the shift key and then the equals key. As I say, it's just the plus sign. And to decrease a point, if you want to do that, sometimes this will work, sometimes it doesn't, but you can use the minus or dash key, and that will lower it. Now, we're not going to worry about the chain one here. A lot of these have to do primarily with weapons and armor, and the higher the level, the more effective your attacks will be, or the more they'll withstand enemy attacks.
Sneak attack, level 1 of 3.
But this is what I want to adjust here, is the sneak attack. Right now it's set at level 1, but if I use the plus sign...
Sneak attack has increased to level 2, sneak attack.
There we
level
go.
Level 2 of 3.
Now we're at level 2, so I've got one more level to raise it up to, and then it'll be at maximum. And then it'll be really powerful. That's one problem, though, I have with the allocate skill points setting, is that you basically only get one point. Also, you have to be absolutely certain that this is what you want to adjust, because once you press enter on confirm changes, which I'm going to do in a little bit, this dialogue is going to go away until I get upgraded to the next level.
Confirm changes.
There's confirmed changes.
Archery, level 1 of 5.
And archery is the last item in the list here.
Confirm changes.
So, I just wanted to show you that, because when I get a secondary job, you'll notice that there'll be other abilities after archery. But anyway, I'll press enter here.
Skill point changes saved. General information.
There we go. There's general information. And that dialogue is now gone. We can cycle between other members of my group by pressing the tab or shift tab keys, and there's only one other member here.
Kelly's pet's character details. General information.
There's my pet's character details.
Kelly's pet is a male wolf, vertical bracket, 4, vertical bracket.
I'm not sure if that's an error or what, but basically my pet is a male wolf.
Health status. 163 out of 165 health, 100 out of 100 magic points, 0 out of 0 ability points. Overall, not injured, torso slightly injured, health status.
Okay.
Character statistics, experience, rename.
Now this is what I wanted to show you, is that you can rename your pet's name just by doing this.
Please type the character's given name.
And for demo purposes, I'm going to call my pet Fluffy. Yeah, not the best name I know, but as I say, this is a demo. So I'm going to type that in for the given name.
Now enter the character's family name.
And I'm not quite sure what would be a good name for the family name, so I'm just going to press enter.
This character's name is Fluffy. Is this okay?
Yep, that's fine with me, so I'll press Y for yes.
Kelly's pet is now called Fluffy.
There you go. And you can do that as many times as you want, by the way. You're not limited to one name per game or anything like that. You can go back in and change it, you know, as many times as you want until you're satisfied.
Cancelled.
So I just press escape, and we're now out of the dialogue. I'm still moving to the west. Okay, I can't go any further. To the south.
Encountered 4 enemies. Fluffy, Cape Bat 2. Cape Bat 4.
Okay,
Kelly
missed.
Sapergia, 1 damage.
Got me.
Cape Bat 2. Kelly Sapergia, 1 damage. Cave Bat 3, Kelly Sapergia, 1 damage.
Ah, they're attacking me.
Cave Bat 1, Kelly Sapergia, 1 damage. Kelly Sapergia, fight. Techniques, hide.
Okay, this time I'm going to try the sneak attack.
Kelly Sapergia slips into the shadows. Fluffy, Cave Bat 3, Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated.
Thank you, Cave Bat 4, Fluffy.
Fluffy, 1 damage.
Oh, we got
Cave
Fluffy.
Cave Bat 2, Fluffy, 1 damage. Cave Bat 1, Fluffy, 1 damage. Kelly Sapergia, fight.
Okay, let's see how we do here.
Cave Bat 1, Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. Sneak attack, 18 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Hide has faded from Kelly Sapergia, Fluffy, Cave Bat 4. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Cave Bat 2, Fluffy, 1 damage. Kelly Sapergia, fight. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 5 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. 80 experience awarded.
Alright, we got those Cave Bats again, and you saw how the sneak attack worked that time. Very nice.
Nearest unexplored space, west, 1.
Okay, let's try going north. No, south. Okay, I just wanted to check there. Thought I heard something there, but...
Encountered 3 enemies. Fluffy, Cave Bat 2.
There's a lot of Cave Bats around here.
7 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Cave Bat 1. Fluffy, 1 damage. Kelly Sapergia, fight. Cave Bat 1. Cave Bat 3.
Oh, I
missed. Kelly Sapergia, 1 damage. Fluffy, Cave Bat 3. Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated. Cave Bat 1. Fluffy. Kelly Sapergia, fight.
Now that little metallic noise there sounds like that basically mean that they missed. So let's
Cave Bat 1.
Get this Cave Bat if we can.
Cave Bat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 5 damage.
There.
The Cave Bat's torso is mangled. The Cave Bat has been defeated.
Boy.
60 experience awarded.
Like I say, there's a lot of Cave Bats around here. Anyway, I think we better rest. So to do that, we can press the R key.
Resting. Kelly Sapergia has restored an ability point.
So now we're just...
Kelly Sapergia has restored an ability point. Resting completed.
Restoring my ability points and our injuries are being healed. So I think we can proceed. Now that noise means that there is an item or several items on the ground for us to pick up. So I'm going to press G.
The following items are lying here. 5 magic potions. 5 magic potions.
And that's it. 5 magic potions.
You've picked up 5 magic potions.
So I press enter and now we've got them in our inventory. And to look at your inventory, you can press the letter I.
Inventory menu. Decent large bent deep branch.
Okay, so we've got a decent something branch. I'm going to just cycle between the various categories here using the tab and shift tab keys. Right now we're on the menu of all items.
Weapons, none.
We don't have any weapons, although I think the branch would be classified as weapon, but I don't know.
Clothing and armor, none.
Okay.
Expendables, 5 magic potions.
That's fine. That's our potions, scrolls, whatever.
Equipped items, decent large bent deep branch. All items, 5 magic potions.
And there's all items. And let's suppose that you pick something up by mistake and then you decide, well, I want to drop it. All you do is just go to that object in the inventory and then press the letter D and it will get dropped.
Cancelled.
So I pressed escape to get out of that. And let's see where
nearest
I can go here.
Unexplored space, east, 1.
Okay.
Encountered 3 enemies. Kobold 1, Fluffy, 2 damage. Kobold Thieves Trickster. Kobold Thieves Trickster casts Polymorph. Kelly Sapergia resists the spell. Fluffy.
Oh, good.
Kobold Thieves Trickster. 8 damage. Badly injured. Kobold 2, Fluffy. Kelly Sapergia, fight.
Ah, they missed Fluffy. Good. Okay, we're fighting some more enemies here.
Kobold 1, Kobold Thieves Trickster. Kobold 2, Kobold Thieves Trickster.
Yeah, let's try to get this one here since it's badly injured.
Kobold 1.
Oh, I missed.
Fluffy. Kobold Thieves Trickster. Kobold Thieves Trickster uses hide. Kobold Thieves Trickster slips into the shadows. Kobold 2. Fluffy. Fluffy. Kobold 1. 5 damage. Injured. Kelly Sapergia. Fight.
Okay, I'm going to
techniques.
Hide as well.
Hide. Kelly Sapergia slips into the shadows. Kobold Thieves Trickster. Fluffy. Sneak attack. 3 damage. Hide has faded from the Kobold Thieves Trickster. Kobold 1. Fluffy. Kobold 2. Fluffy. Fluffy. Kobold 2. 8 damage. Badly injured. Kelly Sapergia. Fight. Kobold 1. Kobold Thieves Trickster.
Okay, let's see if I can use a direct attack. I'm going to hold down number 1 and press enter. Let's see what happens.
Hide has faded from Kelly Sapergia. Kobold Thieves Trickster. Kelly Sapergia. Kobold 1. Kelly Sapergia. Kobold 2.
I believe
two.
Aiming for the
Fluffy.
Character's
Kobold
feet.
One. 5 damage. Critically injured. Kobold Thieves Trickster. Kobold Thieves Trickster uses hide. Kobold Thieves Trickster slips into
we'll
the shadows.
We'll try again.
Kobold 2. Fluffy. 4 damage. Injured.
Ooh.
Kelly Sapergia. Fight.
Okay, let's
retreat. Snap inventory.
Let's try something here. Fluffy is injured right now, so I'm going to go to my inventory.
Inventory menu. Decent large bent deep branch. Equip expendables. 5 magic potions.
Okay, well, I know these are magic potions, but still.
Use this item on Kelly Sapergia. Fluffy.
Let's see what happens if you try giving one to Fluffy. I don't know if it'll really help, but
Fluffy quaffs a magic potion. Fluffy restores some magic. Kobold 1. Fluffy.
Okay.
Back left paw. 2 damage. Injured. Fluffy. Kobold 1. 5 damage. The kobold has been defeated. Kobold Thieves Trickster.
Got that
one. Sapergia. Sneak attack. 3 damage. Hide has faded from the Kobold Thieves Trickster. Kobold 2. Fluffy. Kelly Sapergia. Fight.
Yeah, I knew they were magic potions, but I just wanted to show you how that works. That you can use those items in your inventory during battle.
Techniques.
Anyway, let's
hide.
No, I'm not gonna
cancelled techniques.
No, I'm not gonna
fight.
Do that. I'm
Kobold
gonna
Thieves Trickster.
Fight this one here, and I'm gonna try holding down key 5 this time and see what happens.
Fluffy.
Oh, Kobold missed
Thieves
again.
Trickster. 8 damage. The Kobold Thieves Trickster has been defeated. Kobold.
Thank
2.
You, Fluffy.
3 damage. Injured. Fluffy. Kobold 2. 7 damage. The Kobold has been defeated. 225 experience awarded. Collected 2 gold.
Okay, well, Fluffy got them anyway for me, so that's good. And now I think would be a good time to look at what's on the ground.
Searching the floor, you find kobold corpse. Poor cave bear leather tunic.
Okay, we got a poor leather tunic.
Good blackwood buckler. Dubious iron mace.
There you go. So you hear we've got all these items here marked poor or good or whatever. And I think that has to do with how effective they're going to be. In other words, the better the item, the more effective it will be in attacking or your armor or whatever.
Good poor cave bear leather tunic.
So I'm going to press enter 3 times to get these 3 items anyway.
You've picked up a poor cape. You've picked up a good blackwood buckler. You've picked up a dubious iron mace.
Okay.
Kobold crude cotton loincloth. You've picked up a crude cotton loincloth. Kobold thieves poor rosewood buckler. Poor iron ziphus. Dubious linen loincloth. Kobold corpse. Poor rosewood buckler. You've picked up a dubious linen loincloth. Kobold corpse. Dubious larch wood buckler. Good copper ziphus. Poor wool loincloth. Good dubious larch. You've picked up a good copper. You've picked up a poor wool loincloth. Kobold corpse.
There we go. And then that's all we've got left are the
cancelled
corpses. So now we can arm ourselves a little better here. And to do that, you press E to bring up the equipment menu.
Kelly's equipment menu. Head.
And now it's got various body parts here. It's got my head.
Torso. Left arm. Right arm. Left hand. Right hand. Waist. Left leg. Right leg. Left foot. Right foot. Head.
There you go. And we're back on my head.
Torso.
Let's see what about the torso here.
You're wearing nothing on your torso. Kelly can put the following items here. Poor cave bear leather tunic. Poor cave bear leather tunic.
And that's the only item that we can put on. I just moved down through the list there just to see if there was anything else, but that's it.
You've equipped a poor cave bear leather tunic. Kelly's left arm. You're wearing nothing on your left arm. Kelly can put the following items here. Poor rosewood buckler. Good blackwood buckler.
Let's try the good one here.
You've equipped a good blackwood buckler. Kelly's equipment. Right arm. Left hand.
All right, now my hand.
You're holding a decent large bent teak branch in your left hand. You're wearing nothing on your left hand. Kelly can put the following items here. Good copper ziphus. Poor iron ziphus. Remove decent large good copper ziphus.
Okay, well, we'll use the good ziphus, or however that's pronounced.
Remove decent large bent teak branch. You've equipped a good copper Zephyrus. Kelly's equipped right hand.
What about my right hand?
Your right hand isn't holding anything. You're wearing poor iron Zephyrus. Decent large poor iron Zephyrus.
That's interesting. Like, I picked up that mace, and you'd think that would be in the weapons menu here, or, you know, that I can use for my right hand, but it isn't. That's interesting.
You've equipped a poor iron Zephyrus. Kelly's equipment menu, right hand.
Oh, well.
Waist. You're wearing nothing on your waist. Kelly can put the following items here. Dubious linen loincloth. Poor wool loincloth. Crude cotton loincloth. Dubious linen loincloth.
Well, let's go for...
crude cotton loincloth.
Let's go for the crude one here.
You've equipped a crude cotton loincloth. Kelly's equipment menu, waist.
There you go. And I won't worry about my legs or feet. And we can also cycle between other characters. Here are members of my group by using the tab key.
Fluffy's equipment menu, head. Kelly's equipment menu, head.
There you go. We won't worry about Fluffy.
Cancelled.
I think what we'll do now is I'm going to press the escape key again. I say again because I just pressed it there to get out of the equipment menu. But I'm going to press it again.
Options menu, save game.
To bring up an options screen here, we've got save game. You can do that any time, by the way, by pressing F5 if you want to save your game. Or by default, after every two battles, the computer will save your game for you.
Load game.
You can also load a game.
Change preferences.
Change preferences. We'll come back to this in a second.
Return to title.
That will take you back to the title screen. If you want to get back to the gameplay, you press the escape key.
Exit.
And then there's exit.
Save game. Load game. Change preferences. Background music volume.
Now we can adjust the volume of the background music by using the up and down arrow keys. If I press it down twice, just waiting for the music to kind of build up there.
Music off.
There you go. Now we hear that the music is off. And there, I moved it back up to where it was before, but I could go higher if you really wanted to hear it. There you go.
Music off.
But we'll get it back to where it was. And I'll press the tab key.
Voice synthesis volume.
Now, the voice synthesis items that are mentioned here in the preferences, these apply to the Sappy 5 voice.
North wind volume.
And there's the various wind sounds. You can adjust the volume of them if you want to make them louder or softer, depending on your needs.
South wind volume.
I'm just going to leave them at the default.
East wind volume.
But you can use home, end, page up, page down, the arrow keys, whatever, to make adjustments.
West wind volume. Door volume.
There's the door volume.
Sounds volume.
That is your sound effects.
Voice synthesis rate. Change current G. You have Scansoft Karen underscore full underscore 22KHZ selected. Change language. You have English selected. Change speech engine. You have Microsoft Speech API selected.
We've been using Sappy 5, but if I move down...
You have JAWS for Windows selected. The engine will be changed when preferences are saved.
All right, so we're now on JAWS, but we can also...
You have Window Eye selected.
Use Window Eye.
You have System Access selected.
Or
the
System
engine
Access.
Will be changed when preferences... You have JAWS for Windows selected.
There we go, there's JAWS.
Auto save rate. Set this to 0 to disable auto saves. Any other number to set an auto save to occur after that many battles. Auto save after 2 battles.
So, as I said, after every 2 battles, the game will auto save itself for you. And if you don't want this, you can just set this to a different number or turn it off entirely by pressing 0.
Checkbox, skip intro, no.
If you don't want to hear the intro whenever you start the game, you just press the space bar on this checkbox to check it. And then when you start the game, the next time you'll be taken straight to the main menu.
Reset to default values. Save preferences.
And we'll press the space bar on save preferences.
Saving preferences.
Okay, so there we go. Now, I'm going to start JAWS with a hotkey I have here. Should be coming up.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Entombed.
All right, there we are. We've got JAWS.
Return to title. Change preferences.
And we're still on the options screen, so I'm going to press escape.
It's cancelled.
And now we're back to playing the game.
Slash, nearest unexplored space, west, 1, north, 2, west, 1.
Okay, so I'm going to move to the west, north, twice. And then we went through another door. Okay.
Slash, nearest and
explored. We've been here before, west, I know that.
6, south, 2, east, 1. Encounter 2 enemies. Exclamation point. Fluffy. Cavebat 2. Cavebat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage. The Cavebat's torso is mangled. The Cavebat has been defeated. Cavebat 1. Fluffy. Kelly Supergia. Fight.
Now, this is one thing I don't like about playing this game with a screen reader like Jaws. Usually, I don't hear how many enemies there are, but I'm glad that it said so this time. But you also heard all the sound effects play, and then the speech took quite a while for it to, you know, catch up. That's one reason I prefer to play this game with Sappy 5 speech, because as you've already heard, it pauses before you hear the sound, so you know what's going to happen. But anyway, we're in a battle here, so
Cavebat 1.
Let's see what we can do.
Cavebat 1. Cavebat 1.
Oh, we only have one enemy now.
Cavebat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 2 damage. Injured. Fluffy. Cavebat 1. Head. 7 damage. The Cavebat's head is bitten off. The Fluffy spits Cavebat's head onto the ground. The Cavebat has been defeated. 40 experience awarded.
I like that. The Fluffy. I think what I'm going to do at this point is pause the recording, and we'll come back when I get upgraded to level 2, because I want to show you what happens there. And you'll hear the end of a battle, and then the message that you get. So, I will be right back.
Cavebat 4, Fluffy, 1 damage, badly injured. Fluffy, Cavebat 4, Cavebat has been sent spiraling to the ground. 8 damage, the Cavebat's torso is mangled. The Cavebat has been defeated. 80 experience awarded. Kelly Supergia has attained level 2. Kelly Supergia's attributes have improved. Gained 3 hit points. Gained 2 magic points. Kelly Supergia now has 1 skill point. Kelly Supergia is now experienced enough for a second job. Fluffy has attained level 2. Fluffy's attributes have improved. Gained 8 hit points.
So there you go. I've been upgraded to level 2. Well, so is Fluffy as well. But anyway, I have another skill point I can allocate. And I also can get a second job. Very nice. Now, I'm going to press slash again.
Slash, this floor has been completely explored.
And we're told that the floor has been completely explored. So now all we have to do is go downstairs to the next floor, which we'll do in a little bit. But first, I want to go to my character stats.
See, Kelly Supergia's character details. Choose secondary job.
And press enter on choose secondary job.
Select a secondary job for the human league Kelly Supergia. Fighter.
So, what other job do I want to be other than a thief? Well, I can be a fighter.
Mage, healer, wanderer, ranger, necromancer, fighter, mage.
Well, let's try the mage.
Kelly Supergia is now a thief mage.
And there's no right or wrong answer to this. It's just a matter of what you want to try. There's various combinations here that you can experiment with. So, you know, don't be afraid to do that. Anyway, I'm now a thief mage, so I'm going to go back into my character stats.
See, Kelly Supergia's character details. Allocate skill points.
And press enter on allocate skill points.
Kelly Supergia has 1 skill point. The following skills can be improved. Shame, level 0 of 5.
So again, I get 1 skill point.
Sneak attack, level 2 of 3.
Now, I could allocate my sneak attack here. I mean, I could raise it so that it's at maximum, but I'm not going to do that.
Shame. Confirm changes. Fireball, shrink, grow, archery, level 1 of 5.
You remember that archery was the last item in the group for the thief job. Well, now when I down arrow, listen to what we get for my mage job.
Grow, level 1 of 5.
We can grow.
Shrink, level 1 of 5.
Shrink something.
Firebolt, level 1 of 5.
Or use a firebolt. I'm going to choose my firebolt here, so I'm going to raise it up to level 2.
Plus, firebolt has increased to level 2. Firebolt,
there we go.
5. Confirm changes. Kill point changes saved. General information.
And we're done there, so now
jobs.
Let's go into jobs.
General jobs.
Okay, it's not doing that. Maybe I have to.
It's canceled. See, Kelly's jobs. Thief.
There we go. Maybe that's just a bug or something.
Mage. Thief. Mage. Description.
Okay, we've got a description.
The mage has perfected the art of combat magic.
Alright.
Abilities.
What have we got for abilities?
Grow. Shrink.
Yeah, there's the shrink ability.
Shrink costs 10 magic points. It is a harmful alteration spell. This spell shrinks the target, lowering size and mass.
There you go.
Firebolt. Firebolt costs 10 magic points. It is a harmful elemental spell.
And a very good one to have, I must admit.
It's cancelled. Abilities, it's cancelled.
So, that's how that works. Now, we're still trying to get downstairs here, so I'm going to press the period key and listen what happens.
Period. Stairway down. East. 6. North. 2. East. 6. North. 6. West. 8. North. 2. West. 4.
Okay, we're getting a lot of directions there. And in fact, you may have to press that multiple times.
Period. Stairway down. East. 6. North. 6. West. 8.
Until you get there. And that in general is how you play Entombed. There's a lot more I'm sure we could discuss about the game, but there's just so much you can do in it. One thing I should point out is that if you come to, let's say, a shop, you can go into it by pressing the apostrophe key, and then you'll be able to buy or sell items or have any unidentified items identified for you at a price. And one other thing I'm just going to demonstrate here real quick is that you can bring up a context menu anytime by pressing the shift key. Anyone will do.
Context menu. Nearest and explored space slash key. Location L. Character status C. Inventory I. Equipment D. Magic M. Pickup items G. Search Z. Rest R. Save game F5. Nearest and explored space slash key. Location L.
Okay. The magic item there. That will work on with some jobs, but not all. It's basically for any jobs that allow you to use magic out of combat. So, for instance, if you want to heal somebody or whatever, that's what that would be for. And the Z key for searching, I believe that only works if you're an adventurer. I've not really had much experience with that particular command, so I really can't say. But anyway, I'm going to press escape.
It's canceled.
To get out of that menu.
Escape. Options menu.
Escape to get to the options menu.
Exit.
And move up to exit.
Desktop. Folder view list view. Entombed.
1565.
And now we're back in Windows. Now, I did promise you at the beginning of this demo that we would talk about the differences between the free and registered versions of the game. The free version allows you to play up to floor 8, and then you're told to register the game if you want to continue. There are, of course, various jobs and races that you can unlock, which is nice. However, there are more things to unlock in the full version of the game. As well, the rest of the dungeon is playable. You also will be able to access what's known as the Player's Bazaar. I don't really know much about this, other than it's a place where you can trade for various items like weapons or armor and whatnot that other players have by means of trade coins. And there are also various expansions planned for the game that will only be available for users of the full version. Also, I wasn't able to demonstrate these, but there are two keys that are helpful when dealing with equipment. The C key will compare an item to others you're carrying, and X will examine the item's makeup and properties. These keys will work in shops, the bazaar, and your inventory. X will also examine a room and tell you where exits are located. As well, the reason I couldn't wield the mace is because thieves don't have the maces and flails skill, which is available when you're a fighter. I really like this game. I'm giving it a rating of 10 out of 10, and I hope that the development on it will continue, because since this is the first role-playing game for the blind, as far as I'm aware, it really does a great job of presenting this genre for us. And if you would like to give this game a try, you can find the download, as well as all the information you need to play it, at www.blind-games.com. That's blind-games.com. If you have any comments or suggestions about anything you've heard in this demo, you can contact me through my personal website at www.ksapergia.net. That's ksapergia.net. For Innovations, I'm Kelly Sapergia.